Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody had an enjoyable Thanksgiving, or if you're just getting off work and on your way to a Thanksgiving gathering, enjoy, make sure you get there safe. And I know we still had some that still had to had to go to work in order to do what they had to do. You know, we got our police officers, got our nurses, doctors, all that good stuff. So thank you for your service, all of y'all. All right, all right. Well, like I say, it's just been a lot going on in the news media. You know, we got Donald Trump and his little thin skin, because this man is on a rampage. He's on a rampage. He's like a big kid, like one of these kids back in the day, a bully back in the day. That's probably why he's getting a lot of altercations, as he said, why his father had to send him to military school or charm school, whatever, military school. Because his behind was a piece of work, and he's still a piece of work because he just has no holds bar. And I know his wife is living in hell, crazy. It's crazy, but it is what it is. I mean, anybody can see that from the outside looking in. I mean, the woman can't even speak. He wants to talk about the Gold Star family, but Lord Jesus, I mean, his wife can't speak. She was shocked when she had to figure out that she had to do speeches. She don't want to speak. She just wants to sit there and look pretty and keep it moving and get that paper from her husband. If she getting paper. She knows she's getting something. But at the same time, he just looked like he a stingy dude, because I haven't heard of Donald Trump sitting there saying, okay, let me take some of my money, feed the homeless, or do anything. He doesn't do any philanthropy, any type of work like that overseas or anything. The only thing he does overseas is make money. It's not about him giving back to the people. So that's why I said we're going to see a lot come to pass with Donald Trump, because they're about to dig into his finances deeper than he wants them to even get up in his business. That's where he's going to start snapping. As soon as they start getting too deep, they're already deep enough, and he's going to start snapping. And that, what's his name? His son-in-law, Kushner. They're going to find out some stuff about that boy, because if he got all those people together, 100-plus people, and to do social media and networking things for him, trust me, I know he knows some hacks, because I watched a show called CNN with Lisa Lang, and she does This is the Life, where she goes and, I mean, she goes into, you know, the computer, the technology aspect of the world, and she shows us pretty much like this is how you have a lot of different kids, adults, who are very, very smart when it comes to the technology world, and they end up hacking in different things. So you telling me this Kushner, like they said, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. So you telling me that Kushner, after taking over his dad's business for his tricky stuff, the stuff that he was doing, backhanded stuff, you think that, yeah, Kushner had no experience whatsoever, so you telling me that this boy didn't get his friends or anybody to hack? That's all right. After a while, if they start digging too deep, trust me, somebody definitely going to flip on him. Now, Clinton has until tomorrow's Friday, people, she has until tomorrow to challenge the vote. They gave her the information that she needs. They called her the scientists. They called the Clinton camp, to make them aware of what was going on. So she has the opportunity to either challenge the vote or not. Now Jill Stein, she raised over $2.5 million, and she's trying to raise $2.5 million more to make it $4.5 million, something like that. She's trying to raise $4.5 million total to challenge these votes in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and another state. excuse me, Michigan, I believe it is. So, I mean, and we already knew that it looked funny on the map when the elections first went to that day. I mean, the elections looked funny anyway, how the state was with all those reds. Definitely knew something was going to be up. Mail, here you go. But it definitely has something to do with that son-in-law. The son-in-law definitely is involved. Got to be involved. And, I mean, his father pretty much never had to do nothing. That's how it is. And then he got his kids all up in his thick of things, speaking to the diplomats and stuff. This man has so many different conflicts of interest, but at the same time, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Do they have a rule for this? Do they have a law for this? No, because they never experienced this. So this is the first time you tell me they had the first time they had a president that had over 500-plus companies and all this money. What are they going to do? I mean, you had other presidents that came in there that had money. He's not the only one that had money. So what's going to happen? Definitely got to wait and see. Now, Trump was the first one that came out in the media talking about the elections could be rigged. And he said if the outcome came out that he didn't win the election, it was rigged. Now, he's the one talking about the only way he would support the president-elect if it wasn't him, if he won the election. I mean, after you just didn't hear anything, his whole demeanor just changed. It just changed, changed, changed. But y'all think, I mean, it was a lady, it was two women that Don Lemon was talking to. I have to get their names. My apologies for not having their names. But they were going off. They were going in, not off. They were going straight in. And they were talking about pretty much where they live at in another country. They were talking about their president or their prime minister pretty much having females up in there, having orgies and all types of stuff. And I think his name was her name was Lula. And she's for the part of the international relations. Don't get me lying with her name. You know, these funny names is hard to pronounce. I believe it's in Rome. But I'll definitely update you more on that. But these two ladies, they definitely brought out exactly what is going to happen. That's why Donald Trump don't want his wife in the White House, so he can have his little orgies and all this other stuff. You think them women came out for no reason? They didn't come out for no reason. First of all, they putting their name on front blast. They're the ones that's sitting there out on Front Street with everything that's going on. So this man is another Bill Cosby, a predator, a sexual predator. Speaking of sexual predators, let's tune into Delaware's news, because I'm trying to find out why they still have Mr. Harris still working at Kent County Family Court in Dover. Now, this affects us, the citizens of Delaware, because we have a big conflict in the Kent County Family Courthouse, especially with Gretchen Gilchrist, who is a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse, but she's not qualified for her position. So they have her presiding over cases, and she don't know what she's doing. Now, how in the world is that benefiting the children? That is harming the children. So that's something that's going to hang over their head, because the same thing that happened in my case and happened in Ms. Gilchrist's other client's case is going to happen in other cases. And when they're going to have to be the ones that have to explain why they have this commissioner in their family court, knowing that they had evidence against her of her not being qualified for the position. Ms. Gilchrist lied on her application to the boards and commissions to get this position because she knew she had people who would oppose her nomination. So she should have told the truth. But she chose not to tell the truth. She was like, oh, let me bypass this. I mean, she even knew she had the position confirmed, was going to be confirmed. On when she turned in her license July 1st, 2016. When she did that is when she should have told her clientele, well, look, I'm no longer going to be representing you. I think it'd be best for you to seek counsel. That would have given them time before any court dates or whatever had to transpire. But she did not care. Governor Jack Markell didn't care. And the Executive Board Committee did not care. And Senator Anderson Bushweller, they did not care. The 14 other senators, they voted unbeknownst to them because they did not know the information. They did not know the evidence that was against Ms. Gilchrist. Because Patricia Blevins, who was the president of the House of Senate, withheld that information from the 14 other senators. So, and when I say former, I mean that she's no longer there after 26 years because she was beaten in re-election by Anthony Del Colo. She was beaten by Anthony Del Colo because the 14 other senators did not, and I repeat, did not vote her back in after 26 years. After we wrote, after myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client persistently and consistently wrote letters to the 14 other senators and the governor and the attorney general and everyone else involved about Ms. Patricia Blevins and her role that she played in Ms. Gilchrist being confirmed instead of her being set aside. Certain senators emailed back stating they were not stating when was the information provided, when was the evidence provided. So that lets you know that she withheld the information. That's why I said it's a lot of corruption going on in Delaware. You have to stand up for yourself. You can't allow the politicians to run over top of you or to tell you anything or do whatever they feel as though they want to do. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. So if you allow them to do that, you're the one that's going to lose out. Not them. It's going to be you because they did what they had to do. And their main thing is they're not trying to be stuck around anything that's not going forward. So that's why you got to do what you got to do so you can move forward and prosper. I wonder what Don Lemon has to say this evening about this foolishness. I mean, Mark Lamont Hill, if y'all don't know who Mark Lamont Hill is, he is a commentator on CNN, and he has his own web page called MarkLamontHill.com, and he gives a lot of informative emails and a lot of informative information on his page, his website. But also, I definitely would love to know how to file charges against Governor Markell for negligence. I've been asking this for a while, and I'm praying and trusting and hoping that I will get the answer to this question. Now, every time I call either the Attorney General's office or I mean, even the Attorney General, because that's the main one that they tell you that's who's supposed to do it. But he does not do it. So who does it if he does not do it? That's the question that needs to be answered. So any lawyers on air, on the lines or online, please call in 323-642-1559. I would love to hear from you. I know it's football. Today is football because, you know, Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to be before you too long tonight. I just want to, you know, come on here and keep your courage about different things that's going on. As well as just let you know, you have to, in order to make any type of change, you have to fight for it. You can't just sit around and keep talking about and be like, oh, yeah, this is what happened, and this needs to change. Who's going to change it? We have to change it. So, got to get up off that couch, get up off that buttock, and have to put into action what you want to do. Have to market yourself or just write it down, whatever makes you comfortable. But doing nothing is not an option. We are supposed to be productive each and every single day. Each and every single day. So not being productive is not an option. An option. So, let's see. You got so many different things going on in the world, it's just not even funny.
Yeah.
And they're saying that Clinton won 2 million more votes than Trump in the popularity of votes, I believe it was. Popularity. Can't even say that one correctly. But either way, I'm hoping she does what she has to do. Definitely hoping she has to do what she has to do. I would definitely tell her to vote. I know she might not want to, but I don't know why she wouldn't want to. I mean, if you're given the opportunity to challenge the vote, challenge the vote. Most that can happen is, they came up the same response. Hey, keep it moving. Dust your shoulders up, pick your face up off the ground, and keep it moving. But it'd be a blessing if Trump would be on the outside out looking in. Will be on the outside looking in. Because that son and Pence, them two, it's going to go down because Pence ain't saying too much. He ain't saying nothing. He just mute. He ain't got nothing to say, straight up. He got nothing to say. He just said, I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to wait and see what happens. See how they make a fool of themselves or something like that. So they're definitely on a cloud nine right now. They need to get off that cloud now and stay level. Cloud nine ain't not what they're going to say. That's for sure. That is for sure, for sure. But that's how the cookie crumbles. That's what happened.
So we'll see. You got to stay tuned for that one. See what's going on with that.
That is definitely true. Well, thankfully, they're not talking about no foolishness right now, so that's a blessing. So, y'all just stay encouraged to the protesters. I know y'all still out there marching for what's right. Keep doing what you're doing because it's never easy when you are doing something right. But as long as you're doing it right, it should be easy. It should come easy to you because you have that love of God within you. So, don't forget it, don't forget it, don't forget it. Make sure. Yeah.
Well, just to update you, I had words with Mia today. Wish her a happy Thanksgiving and just, you know, briefly talk to her about different things that's been transpiring within her life or whatever. So, it's not an easy road. It's a long road ahead of her. Not an easy road. So we'll I definitely keep posting and updating. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's see. They are now Trump, he's talking about he doesn't want to energize the KKK. So what does he, I mean, what do y'all think he means by energize the KKK? I mean, the publicity or what? He's already spoken every topic. What's the problem? And then they talk about Mike Pence has been going to all the briefings. Donald Trump hasn't been to a briefing. What's his problem? So he's leaving the country, and like I said, Mike Pence is going to be president. Might as well, he's about to do every single thing. Him and, what's his name, Mike Reese?
Yeah.
It is going down. It is definitely going down. Now, who got a football score for me? Because I've been doing paperwork and other things. And I definitely didn't get a chance to check out the football game. So, I definitely need to know who won what. Gotta know what's what. So, we'll see what happens tomorrow's Friday. Countdown until it's time to see what Clinton does, because she has definitely been mute. She is not trying to come out in public, talk about nothing, because if she does, they're going to raise those email scandals up, and they know they're not trying to have that whatsoever. So stay tuned to see what happens. This should be very, very interesting. Very interesting. So I will definitely keep you posted on that. Definitely keep you posted on that one. Well, as I said, since I know it's Thanksgiving and it's time to be around your family and different things, I'm not going to be before you that long, because I want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner instead of listening to me talk, because I can talk forever and ever and ever. But that's neither here nor there. So I will definitely keep you posted on what's going on tomorrow, if they do recount the votes or if they don't. For all those who want that. But hopefully everybody's not, and hopefully y'all not overeating over there with your turkey dinners and all that stuff. And you have plenty leftovers for another day. So it's a blessing when you can do things on your own and don't have to depend on anyone. But at the same time, we all need help. We all need assistance. So. I'm not going to be before you too long, because it is Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday, and I know you're probably sitting there with your friends or your family members just doing whatever they do. So I will be signing off. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'll be on this. And tune in tomorrow night, same time, 6:30 each and every night. Thank you and God bless.